USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with officials in Mexico City as thousands of migrants continue to trek to the United States-Mexico border. The caravan is currently still about 1,000 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. The president has said everything's on the table, including moving the U.S. military to the southern border between the United States and Mexico. Republican Congressman Peter King on that idea.
If in the end the president has to use the military, that would be a last step. But I think, and you know, when he blames the Democrats, his to me is the real criticism of the Democrats, is that as a country, we're not speaking with one voice.
The Barron County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Office says it's received 800 tips about missing teenager Jamie Kloss. She went missing after her parents were found dead early Monday morning. Hundreds of volunteers have been helping search for Kloss.
My dad grabbed me and said, they're doing a search for Jamie, and I said, absolutely, let's go.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
An air defense bill the U.S. was supposed to hold the South Korea's military has been canceled. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The change in plans said to be aimed at giving nuclear talks with North Korea a better chance of success. Defense Secretary James Mattis and his South Korean counterpart making the decision at a Friday morning meeting in Singapore. As a result, the Pentagon is suspending what was called Exercise Vigilant Ace, which had been scheduled for December. Talks stalled earlier this month as the U.S. was pushing for an inventory of North Korea's nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Department of Justice announced Star Kiss Company agreed to plead guilty to a felony price-fixing charge as part of a broad investigation of collusion of the canned tuna fish industry. The DOJ said Star Kiss faces up to a $100 million fine and worked with its top two main competitors to keep tuna prices artificially high. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Even as U.S. crude oil fell 6.2% over the last week, the average price for a gallon of gasoline in the United States has only slipped by 2 cents. The price for a gallon of unleaded regular gasoline is $2.89 a gallon. That price is 45 cents higher than it was a year ago, and just a few cents shy of the $2.98 that was reached in May. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us about her cousin, Aaron Guthrie, who used to live near Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida before their home was destroyed by Hurricane Michael.
When the storm hit, Erin, her husband, and two young kids went to stay in Tallahassee with their mom, Mandy. She tells me, after the storm, they went to see their home and found people had looted their things.
Yes, they were looted. People stole their televisions. There's a lot of looting going on over there. Most of the town is destroyed.
She says even the baby's things were taken, and they have to start from scratch.
The kids, my grandchildren, are 2 years old and 4 months old.
They have lost their home. They've lost a lot of their possessions. Right now, the four of them are crammed into my living room, and it's just not enough space. They need their own house.
To help Erin and her family, you can go to the Facebook fundraiser for Amanda Sparks Smith in Tallahassee.
And please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.